listening as somebody who is pro-Putin. This reminds me, for instance, there is a case of rape. There's a rapist. Now, let's, you know, talk, let's negotiate with the rapist. Let's negotiate with the criminal. You know, there's no negotiating with the criminal. There's no listening to his or her argument. There's just, you know, there's an attorney, a lawyer, but, you know, this happens in the course of legal proceedings. So I would really like to listen to a pro-Putin argument on the bench in The Hague. That's where, you know, I could, you know, for the sake of honesty, you know, I wouldn't maybe go up myself, but I would respect somebody that would go up and act as an attorney, as a lawyer for Putin, listening for the Russian argument. But before this, since there's a clear breach of any possible law, of Russian domestic law, of international law, of sovereignty, of Ukrainian sovereignty here, there's no talking with Putin at all, and that's precisely what he needs. He needs to be listened to be respected, to be taken as an equal. And he's not equal. He's a criminal. He's a terrorist. You do not negotiate with a terrorist. You just, you know, you go and listen to the arguments in court.